From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. In a moment, you get to meet Dr. Randy Shannon, the newest member of the CriticalHealthNews.com team, as we talk about your health. The number to call to get some information on what she says, 1-855-949-7234. And don't forget to slam their website, CriticalHealthNews.com. Back in a moment with Dr. Randy Shannon on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Dr. Randy Shannon is an author. Her book is called Tongue Tales. We'll tell you about that in a moment. She's a speaker, naturopathic doctor who believes that supplementation and natural remedies are essential when it comes to everyday health. Dr. Randy Shannon. Randy, welcome to the program. Great to have you on the team.
I am so glad to be here and very exciting for me. And hopefully the audience really walks away with a lot of great information today. So thank you so much for having me on the show.
How did you become a naturopathic doctor?
Well, I had a love for health and nutrition for a long time. When I was somewhere around 19 or 20, I was a certified nursing assistant, and, you know, life happens, got married, had a couple of kids, and pretty soon another two kids came along. So as you can imagine, my life was full. And somewhere around 2016, 2015, actually, I felt the call. And believe it or not, I could have been pulled two different directions. I felt like I was good at health and nutrition. I'd been doing it for so many years in a more mild manner, but I also thought I might be a great litigator. So law also had a great interest for me. But at the end of the day, I just wanted to feel good about what I was doing, feel happy and not always be in an angry mood, which I figured would be a little bit more in the law arena. And so I went to one that you have had on the show for so many years, the mineral doctor, a literal legend. And I said, I'm looking at this particular school. And he gave it his blessing. I went to school, moved, and went from there. And I've never looked back. I love, love, love my career.
Well, you've joined a great team with the CriticalHealthNews.com team, Randy, and you're going to enjoy it. And we look forward to a long stay for you.
Excellent. I look forward to being here just as long as what you're imagining. So let's do it.
We're going to take calls pretty soon with you, and then we'll do it all of next hour and give people the best advice you can. Your book is called Tongue Tales, A Delightful Adventure into Animal Tongues. What's that all about?
Well, you know, as adults, we don't have a clue what's going on with our tongue. And I thought, where does it start? It starts as kids. So why not make children aware of that one body part that tells such an incredible story? Because my expertise is I look at faces, fingernails, and tongues and other marks of concern on the body. It's very rare. I'm the only naturopath in the country, to my knowledge, that does it to the degree that I do. And so the book itself makes kids aware of animals first. And I go through a whole animal kingdom and the animals and their tongues. And at the very end of the book, it says to go look in the mirror and look at their own. So the awareness starts there. And it's just kind of a fun, whimsical type of book. And it became a bestseller within just a month or two of being on Amazon. So I was very proud of that.
Good for you. Good for you. When you got into naturopathic medicine, what was some of the first things that you did?
Well, I had always studied along with Dr. Wallach, and we actually shared a stage, and we've been on many, many podcasts, things like that. But the first thing that I did just to get an enormous amount of clientele right straight out of the gate, because I really didn't want to open a clinic. I wanted to do everything virtually and be able to take my message to the world, just like Dr. Wallach did. But when Dr. Wallach would look or talk to somebody, he would hear the ailment and he would go in for that. And so I took it another step further with what I do, and I have people send me pictures of faces, fingernails, and tongues, any other marks of concern on the body. They send that to me, and then I can see what's going on really in the entire body. And so the first thing I did was I went on a show. I've done radio for a very long time. I went on a show and I threw out an offer to people, and the phone rang over 4,400 times.
Wow.
Right. I was
not quite as big as our show, but not bad.
No, your audience is actually bigger. So, you know, who knows? We'll see. But when the phone rang that many times, believe me, that put me to the test. And I was busy for months, as you could imagine. And after that, all of a sudden, I was in all 50 states and 20 countries.
Good for
you.
So
it's been great. Yeah.
What is it about vitamin supplementation that is so important to the human body, Randy?
Well, we cannot live without it. And you can see people try. And if you look at the billionaires around the world who have all the money in the world, they can afford any service. They can afford anything that they could do naturally to live long. You know, in the Bible, there's a man who lived over 900 years. So what's our problem here in this country? In the world, there's literally only one centurion billionaire. Millionaires, they don't track so much. But in this country, there's over 300 million people, 330 some million people, and only 80,000 out of that many people are actually centurions. And then we haven't got a breakdown of how many of them are actually, you know, over 100 and healthy and doing any kind of nutrients. But billionaires are a great example. There's not one living billionaire in America.
And there should be many.
There should be many. If there was people living to be 900, you know, but the Bible does say we should live to 125, and we don't have even one billionaire in America.
We're with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com. We're talking about your health. The toll-free number to call for assistance when she starts talking to people about things, 1-855-949-7234. Their website is criticalhealthnews.com. Go to it often. It's miraculous how this all works, though, Randy, isn't it?
It really is. You know, health, nutrition, it's the only thing that I do. So when I'm taking on somebody with an ailment, and, you know, when I first became a naturopathic doctor, they said that there was, if you went to the internet, you could do a search, and there was over 400 so-called incurables. Now, when I go to the internet, I can find over 1,000. Nothing changed except their number and them saying that these things are not incurable. When in fact, I really haven't found anything that, number one, I won't touch, and number two, that isn't really reversible. There's a couple of exceptions to that, but for the most part, anything anybody is suffering from is reversible. And the only thing that I do to help somebody get that done is vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, some herbals, things like that. I don't go to prescriptions whatsoever. And in fact, I help people get off of those and have a much better quality, longer life.
Truly remarkable. What surprises you the most about the field you're now in?
I think what surprises me, there's a couple of things. Number one, that there's so much information out there, and yet still in the medical doctor community, the MD community, that some of them are just so unwilling to take a look. It's like they can't do 5 minutes of research. So that's pretty shocking that they, you know, as an example, I had a client go into he wasn't a client, but a friend that went into a hospital at Cedars-Sinai in California, Beverly Hills. You'd think they would have everything there, right?
At their disposal. You're right.
Exactly. So this gentleman, from what he was describing, sounded like a gallbladder attack. So I told him to reach for or get or ask the hospital to give you enzymes. We have an amazing enzyme product called Ultimate Enzyme. I won't go a day without that. Okay. Ultimate Enzymes. Amazing. I've had people on the way to the emergency go grab 5, 6, 7 of those, pop them, emergency averted. This guy in Cedar Sinai, they told him that they didn't have any. So for 7 days, he laid in a bed, 8 different doctors continuing to come in. They told him every day, we don't have them, we don't have them, we don't have them. They kept trying to take the gallbladder. You need to get it removed. You have stones. And these enzymes that we have real bile salts in them, which is what makes them work astounding in the body. So upon checkout, he continued to message me. And I said, you know, it's up to you what you want to do. I can never tell somebody what to do. But if it was me, I'm going to hold out. I'm going to have somebody deliver those to me. And upon checkout, you know what they prescribed for him?
Well, you tell me. I'm baffled.
Enzymes.
Just what you told him.
And they handed him 7 days worth. But for 7 days laying in a hospital bed in agony, they said they didn't have them.
He could have died.
He could have.
We're going to take a short break, Randy, and come back and take phone calls. I've got a few emails that people have written in, too. We'll have you talk to them via a chat on Coast to Coast AM. Randy Shannon with us, doctor. The website is criticalhealthnews.com, and that toll-free number to call for assistance. They got a whole staff behind her, 1-855-949-7234. Back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. George Norrie with you. Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com is with us. Randy, I hear you have an interesting story to tell us about your father.
Yes, and glad to be back again. My dad, several years ago, I want to say in 2016 or so, was diagnosed with kidney cancer. And, you know, that's probably one of my biggest clients is cancer, heart disease, all of those.
Yeah.
But back then, I said to my dad, I'll drop everything here in Florida. And I drove up because I couldn't get a reasonable flight. So I drove 21, 22 hours straight, got there for his Monday morning doctor appointment with the doctor who wanted to do surgery on him. So when I went, I saw the cancer on the screen. And I asked the doctor, he was, you know, younger, and he looked pretty buff. And I said, you know, doctor, you look pretty fit. Do you know anything about health and nutrition? And his response was, well, no, not really. And I said, do you take anything? And he said, well, occasionally after the gym, I'll take an EFA. And that was it. So when we walked out of the office, I just turned to my dad and I said, and by the way, they had scheduled the surgery for 30 days later. And I said to him, Dad, do you want to live? He said, yes. I said, do you want to save your kidney? He said, yes. I said, then
I assume they're going to remove the whole kidney, right?
They had said at that time they were going to do 50 to 100% of his right kidney. So he said yes to my questions. And I said, then you need to listen to everything I tell you. Now that's my dad. I can say that. I can't say that to a client, but I can a family member.
Sure.
So we went to work and I had already filled my car up with things that I knew my dad would need. And I'll go over that here in a minute. And he took everything and followed the instructions to a T. 30 days later, nobody bothered to look to see, do we still need to do the surgery? And that doctor knew I was working with my father. And so they went ahead with the surgery. When they got in there, they were surprised. So when they came out, the doctor gives the whole family the update. My dad was in recovery and he gave that update, but then he turned to me and he said, Randy, there was something different about your father's surgery. I said, what was it? And I knew it. There had to be because what we were doing.
Sure.
He said, normally when we take a diseased organ out, it's full of lesions, like it's exploded outward. Your father's was in perfect condition. And then he said there was something else. You know that we were going to take 50 to 100% of your father's right kidney. I said, yes. He said, we only needed 10%, so we took 12%. They always take a little bit extra on both sides.
So basically, his kidney was still intact.
Still intact, and had we had another 30 days, I believe, from the result that we already had in the first 30 days, that that would have been completely gone.
That's so remarkable, Randy.
Yeah. And he's still alive today. Now, my father used to work for Hershey Foods, so he always ate tons of sugar. And, you know, that was probably one of the only times in my life where I actually blew up in weight because I really loved Reese's peanut butter cups. However,
they are good.
They are, but they're not good for us. So it doesn't even cross my lips at this point. But there were certain things that every single person, in my opinion, should be taking every day of their life to help to avoid these things. And this was part of what was in my father's protocol. So number one is something called the brain and heart pack. And they can get that through you guys calling your toll-free line. Brain and heart pack. Why? Because first of all, the minerals in there are something that I have never seen anywhere. There's a lot of hype about other mineral products that are out there right now, but I look at ingredients and I compare what all is in there. And the thing about Youngevities, why that is the company that I have put my name behind, is because not only do they have the minerals, but then they have herbal blends. They have all kinds of other things that they added into it to put that thing up on steroids. That mineral product that's in the brain and heart pack is insane amazing. I've never found anything like that. Then when you look at the selenium that's in there, there's 100 micrograms per capsule in that. That's 100 micrograms of selenium. If I were to go to any other company, is it really 100 micrograms per selenium? When people have done undercover testing, the answer is no.
You can't even get that much naturally.
Exactly. So they have not only 100 of that, but then they added 5 other ingredients to make that selenium work astounding in the body, which is one of the main components to my father's recovery.
That's fantastic. Randy, I've got some emails I'm going to go through with you in a second. Tom's got some texts and tweets, but let's take some calls. Let's go to John in Wisconsin to get us started. Hi, John.
Hello, George. Hello, Dr. Randy. Have a brief comment and question, please. Foremost, welcome aboard, Dr. Randy. Great to have you.
Thank you. Really, so great to be here.
Yeah, really excited to have you partner with the team in Coast to Coast AM. I grew up in the 1960s. All of my grandparents died before they were 70. And I can remember as a little kid, 8 years old in 1965, thinking that if somebody lived to be 72 years old, that was a full life. Fast forward 60 years later to today, people are living longer, but we're not healthy. It's really unfortunate how unhealthy we are. A lot of it, in my opinion, has to do with the powerful big pharma, their marketing dollars, their connections with medical schools, and the illusion they create. I have 3 nephews that are medical doctors. They're young doctors. None of them had 1 hour of nutrition in medical school. And it just astounds me. And I will confess this, Dr. Randy. If it wasn't for listening to Coast to Coast and discovering Coast to Coast 6 years ago, I wouldn't have a clue on nutrition. But I got on the longevity program through the wisdom of Doc Wallach and Pharmacist Ben, and it's improved my life, and I'm trying to help others do the same. And that segues to my question. Since Big Pharma is so powerful and so many people have blinders on about nutrition, what is the easiest wisdom you can offer someone like me and others that want to help people discover nutrition but really don't know how to go about it. And again, all the best to you, Dr. Randy. And George, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, John. Go ahead, Randy.
Thank you. Well, number one, listening to these shows, you can maybe get a recording or have them, you know, get into, if you're subscribed, then you can just give them your login and have them listen to the show. Make sure they hear the replay. Number two, I would say to get them to listen, you know, you just throw a couple of facts at them and show them some super healthy people. And, you know, I mean, I think it's statistically the last 3 years of somebody's life, they didn't take nutrition or supplements of any kind. Those last 3 years are pure agony. One thing or another is going wrong. And so if you can point out that nobody wants those pains and agonies, you know, when I have clients coming to me, you guys would just not believe the things I see, the things I hear, and the agonies that I see these people going through. And there's people in this audience right now that are literally sitting there dying because they don't know which way to go. And it's pretty tragic. And people take advantage or for granted their 20s and 30s and even their 40s and all the health that they have, and they will abuse that, but they're going to suffer in their 50s and 60s and 70s. And sadly, they probably will die young. And, you know, when it comes to your grandparents, I can't say why they didn't make it too long, but if I had a guess at it, maybe they had switched to the oils like the Crisco because that was big on the scene. I don't know. I would have to know a whole lot more background, but I would just, you know, I'm not sure who you're talking to about it, but I would for sure point out those types of statistics. You can just drop some hints and see how they respond.
Tom's got a text and tweet for you. Dr. Randy, what do you have, Tom?
Hey, Randy, Lila in Mississippi wants to know why it's the tongue that tells you so much versus like the finger or the elbow or another body part.
That's good. The tongue is just a world of wisdom. It shows me heart, liver, spleen, digestive, kidneys. I mean, the hormones, there's so much there. Why is that the organ that God chose? I don't know, but it works for me and it shows me so much. But trust me, the fingernails are mind blowing. There's so many things that will show up there. You know, there was a story that played before I came on air and it talked about this new study and them finding signs of cancer 3 years before. Well, you know, if people learn face, tongue, and fingernail analysis, which I do teach that, then they'll actually discover these things potentially 20 years before. And you don't have to dig in. You don't have to give your blood. You don't have to do all kinds of testing. You just have to know your body's signs and what they mean.
Truly remarkable. Jim in Sacramento, California is with us. Hey, Jim, go ahead.
Thank you, George. Hi, Dr. Randy. I had a question about my son. He was just diagnosed with stomach cancer. And about 2 weeks ago, he's also a diabetic, type 2, and he's 51 years old. I've been reading and studying about ivermectin and pendimethalin, and I was wondering if I understand that they help fight cancer and even get rid of cancer. Is this true? And then another question I really had was, if Dr. Wallach's supplements are so good, why doesn't maybe him or George contact some of these movie stars like and help them cure their Parkinson's disease, like Michael J. Fox and stuff?
I think Doc was working on something like that. He's helped a lot of people out of these afflictions. Go ahead, Randy.
You'd be surprised. There's a reason why there's only one billionaire in the world. Sometimes these people think that they know more, and people have reached out to certain people like you just mentioned, and they just are a wall. They're just a closed door. So we can't get to all of them. And then the second part about your son, number one.
Stomach cancer, jeez.
Yeah. So number one, the type two is reversible. Okay. I haven't had a client ever with type two that wasn't reversed. And there's a lot of people, even with type one, where it's a misdiagnosis. So you can only be diagnosed unless somebody shocks me with some other information that, you know, undoes this. But in my experience, it's been 100% correct. You can only be a type one diabetic if you're born with it. They're going to discover that within hours. And if you're like 9, 10, 11, 3, 4, 56, doesn't matter. If they come back and say you're a type 1, in my opinion, in my experience, that is a misdiagnosis and that's reversible. So as far as the stomach cancer goes, that is obviously pretty serious. That's not something where I'm going to throw what I would say is a remedy out here, because I get more intimate with my clients on the cancers. But I will say this. Every single one of my clients, everyone, takes a brain and heart pack, and they all take the HGH Youth Complex, which actually they've changed the name of that one now to, they call it... well, just if I know the team knows it, but it's the HGH precursors. So it's not actually HGH hormone. It's just the precursor. So your body creates that. So if you do nothing, one thing that should be in the list is getting that brain and heart pack and the HGH.
You love and that then stuff, there, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, if it's a huge statement, I have thousands of clients. Every one of them is on brain and heart pack. So that's a very big deal.
That is true.
So hopefully hopefully that gets him closer to an answer. But it'd be a situation where I would want to take a look, obviously, because that's life and death when you're talking cancers.
Randy, is your email set up yet on the criticalhealthnews.com website?
Tom would have to let us know. I don't know.
Or the staff would have to do that. But that is truly remarkable. We're going to take a short break in a moment and come back with a final hour of phone calls with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com as we talk about your health. And what's so amazing to me, Randy, is how many people need help. It's unbelievable.
Yes. Yep. Literally everyone needs something. I have so many people that come to me and say, I'm great. There's nothing really wrong with me. When I take a look, never true.
There's something wrong with everybody somewhere, isn't there?
Everybody needs a little something, that's for sure.
A little boost, to be sure. Well, we're going to come back in a moment. Criticalhealthnews.com is the website. Go to it. Back with more in a moment.